this new world that we're living in, I think more than ever before, people know that they need a way of communicating with their customers in the online space. You can't just rely on foot traffic to come in. You can't rely on many of the old marketing methods that have existed.
You're listening to The Growth Booth, the show focused on achieving lifestyle freedom through online businesses. Whether you're looking for step-by-step strategies to start building an online business, simple game plans to grow your business, or proven lifestyle freedom frameworks, you are in the right place. Stay tuned and be sure to join the thousands of listeners already in growth mode.
Welcome back to The Growth Booth. Because we're rolling over into a new year, I thought that it would be timely to talk about some ways that you can actually make money in 2022. So what we're going to do is work down through what, in my opinion, are the top 10 ways to make money online in 2022. And if you stick around until the end, I will also include a bonus monetization method as well. So hopefully something interesting here for everyone. So starting at number 10. Print on demand. Print on demand is where you can sell products, normally physical products, via an e-commerce store of some kind, and you can essentially make customizable products. So you could be selling a coffee mug and you could have whatever message you want on it, or you could be selling a t-shirt and you could have whatever image or slogan or message that you want on it. So essentially it's a customizable form of dropshipping. It's great as a standalone business model if you want to build out a website around that, and you can plug into other marketplaces like Etsy in many cases as well. So it's not just about selling on your own store, but because you've got the ability to make genuinely customized products but still leverage dropshipping, so you don't need to buy inventory in advance, it gives you quite a lot of flexibility around being able to test different ideas that you may have. If you've got an existing audience around an existing brand, it's also a great way to potentially monetize that brand as well, because your audience is going to be interested in something, you know what that is. And if you've got a product or an idea that you could visually capture, if you like, and turn that into a print-on-demand product, then you might have an easy way to cash in with that. There are a wide range of different products. It's not just coffee mugs and t-shirts. I mean, you can do everything from books, phone cases, laptop bags, backpacks, shoes, wall art, basically anything that you can imagine that could have something printed on it. Can be done with print on demand these days. It's pretty exciting. And something else which is getting really exciting as well is just the 3D printers. So the ability to actually physically print something out. Now, that doesn't fit perfectly into print on demand. It's a little more complex, but there are some pretty interesting businesses being built around that at the moment. So definitely a way that if you wanted to, you could make an extra $1,000 a week, couple of thousand dollars a week per week throughout 2022. That's idea number 10 on the list. Now, number 9 on the list is selling on Etsy. So Etsy is, first of all, a huge marketplace. People, I think, oftentimes don't realize just how big Etsy is, but it's one of the biggest e-commerce marketplaces with something like 45 million buyers. They are active buyers. It's an active community. And it's a great place to sell your own creations, sell your own products. And in fact, print on demand, if I were to do print on demand, in addition to selling products through my own store, I would also sell them through the Etsy marketplace, because that's really tailored perfectly to that. So the big benefit and the big value of doing some kind of a selling on Etsy is that you're tapping into an enormous marketplace of buyers. So it's very much like a specialized version of Amazon, if you like, and you're tapping into that ecosystem. So there's huge upside there. All you need to do is come up with a product to sell. And, you know, there are thousands and thousands of different ideas. If you were to navigate over to Etsy.com, you'll just by browsing around, you'll see that there's a pretty wide range of different types of products that you can sell there. And just you can back into how much money you can make. So, you know, if you're selling a product that's $40, you might get a $10 profit on each product. You know, how many of them do you have to sell a day to be able to get to a point where you're making a decent amount of money? That's just one example. But Etsy, I think, is an interesting opportunity to explore in 2022. Coming in at number eight, I've got freelance services. So this is where you are trading your time. And for the most part, you're trading your time for dollars. It doesn't have to be that way, though, because there's an opportunity to get into a bit of arbitrage whereby you win a job, you take on a freelancing job, but then you have someone else actually do the fulfillment. So what types of jobs can a freelancer do? You can do freelance writing, you can do graphic design, you can do data entry, you can do literally anything that you could imagine. Jobs that can be outsourced, expanding all the time, because we're getting into a world where there's this whole work at home culture and people expect to be able to do everything from the comfort of their own home. So I think this is a huge, huge opportunity, not just in 2022, but in the years ahead as well. Some kind of different examples that things I've outsourced recently include house renders. So we're building a studio in addition to our holiday home in New Zealand, and we've had the interiors and exteriors rendered. I had a fully qualified architect do that for me. I think she was in Serbia, charging about $15 an hour. That's much, much, much cheaper than I would pay to get the same kind of service through either New Zealand or the United States. But the quality of the service is fantastic. So this is an example of where it's potentially a win-win, because I don't know what $15 an hour is like in Serbia, but in places like Argentina, where I spend about half of my time, you know, $15 an hour is not bad money. So to be able to earn that, the person in that country can make some decent money, but I also get a really good price. So house renders. I've also outsourced flight bookings and holiday preparation in the past as well. Specifically, I was flying to Tokyo, and it was complex because it was a long trip. It was I think 25 hours flight time or something crazy. Basically, the exact opposite to Argentina, the other side of the earth. So this was when I was in Argentina. And I hired someone just to figure out all the logistics for me. They came back, they created a spreadsheet. They said, look, these are your different options. These are your different costs. Here's a recommendation. And they probably saved me, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours of doing that on my own. So that's a little bit unusual, but example of something you can outsource. A virtual assistant or a PA style job or tasks. You know, you could be someone's PA or virtual assistant and do a whole range of assorted tasks if you wanted to. So that's another really common one. And the way that you would get started with this would be just to head over to the likes of Freelancer, Upwork.com is another one, and create an account, create a profile so you can then bid on jobs. Now, just like anything, when you're getting started, you're not going to have a track record, you're not going to have you know, any social reviews or anything, but that's fine. Do a few jobs, get a few jobs under your belt, and then you can start, you know, ramping up. And the way that you might get those jobs under your belt was just basically offering to do things way below what you eventually actually want to get paid per hour. But that'll allow you to at least build up a really good rating, and then you'll be able to start applying for jobs and getting paid what you deserve to get paid. So freelancing, I think it's a really, really interesting opportunity in 2022, and something that's only going to be growing in the years ahead. Number seven on the list is Kindle and ebooks in general. The thing about Kindle is there's such a low barrier to entry. So you can get started and build an income stream on Kindle without needing to put much money or any money down whatsoever. So the barrier to entry is very low. As is usually the case, if there's a low barrier to entry, there's potentially low upside. It's not quite the case with Kindle. You can definitely make hundreds of thousands of dollars on year with Kindle, but you might not get to making $1 million a year on Kindle quite so easily. You'd have to sell a lot of books to be able to do that. And most books, you know, are sold for under $10. So you really would have to sell a lot of books to make $1 million a year selling books on Kindle. However, That's not to say that you can't earn a really good living on Kindle. A few years ago, my wife decided to launch a series of books on Kindle, and these were nonfiction books. They were in the travel space. So they were city guides, essentially. So you want to come and visit London, here's a guide, top 20 sites in London, and here's a list of things you can do at night as well. So these were simple guides. They were based on a list where you could just list out 1, 2, 3, 4, right through to 20 best tourist attractions. It was information that was readily available on the web, although my wife also hired local writers to help with that in each of the destinations, and ended up doing really well with it. We were living for over a year, traveling around Europe, and all of it was funded by this little Kindle venture that my wife had set up as a bit of a side gig, and she had no previous experience. Now, you can probably make even more money by going into the fiction style of books. One thing I would do, though, is probably choose a niche and double down on creating a series of books, and I would map it all out. So, you know, I've got a pipeline of getting from 0 through to 30 books, as an example. And then I might assume that I'm going to get 2 or 3 sales per book per day, and that might give me, you know, 50, 60, 70 sales per day. And I might make, you know, a few dollars on each one. So as you can see, if you are willing to build a pipeline, then something like that can be really, really interesting and can make you a lot of money. And it's something that I've personally done, and I think it's a really, really interesting business model. You also don't have to be the writer. It's very easy to pay someone else to do the writing. In fact, if I was going to get into Kindle again, I definitely wouldn't be the writer. I would find experts. There are plenty of people that can write a lot better than me. And I would find an expert in the topic, and I'll just get them on the payroll and have them cranking out, you know, book after book after book. And with something like that, you can pay on a project basis. It doesn't have to be hourly. So you could pay an hourly rate, or you could say, look, I'm going to pay $200 for each book that you create, and these are the specifications. So for $2,000, you could have 10 publications, and, you know, they'll cost you $2,000, and you might be able to recoup that money in your first month. So lots of things to be excited about with Kindle and ebooks. Now, number 6 on the list, as we get towards what I think is the best opportunity, number 6 on the list is becoming a social media consultant. Not really just social media, although that's, I think, the easiest option, but becoming an online marketing consultant for small businesses. So in this new world that we're living in, I think more than ever before, people know that they need a way of communicating with their customers in the online space. You can't just rely on foot traffic to come in. You can't rely on many of the old marketing methods that have existed. So having that online presence and standing out, and just at least being on a par with the competition, is really, really important. So small businesses, and they could be anything. It could be a local printing shop. It could be a restaurant. It could be a tourism operation of some kind. It could be a vineyard that wants people to come in. Yeah, anything at all. These local offline businesses are wanting help and support from experts who can help them get a better presence online. Now, the funny thing is, they want help from experts, but you don't need to actually be an expert to be able to provide this kind of a service. There's a great opportunity here for sort of a service arbitrage, if you like, where you get the job because you've got the website, or you put the feelers out to find the customer. But then once you've got a customer, you can outsource the campaign, whatever that might be, to someone else. So great example, I could reach out to, there's a lot of vineyards around where my holiday home is in New Zealand. And I could reach out to, you know, probably in an hour, I could probably reach out to 20 or 30 local vineyards, send them an email and offer them a social media service. Now, some of them would come back and probably want some more information, and eventually some people would want to do it. And I could offer them social media management of some kind. It could be $100 a month or something like that to provide some kind of social media presence. And I could then take that $100 a month, pay someone, you know, a package deal to deliver this for me at, you know, $20 a month or something. So I could pocket the difference there, just good old-fashioned arbitrage. have an expert, someone else doing it for me without having to, you know, do all the heavy lifting myself. Or if I really wanted to, I can do it myself. You don't need to be an expert. Even if you're doing it yourself, you just have to know a little bit more and be a little more capable than the person that you are doing the work for. And this is a great example of an industry where you can learn on the job. You can learn while you're getting paid. And in fact, this is one of the ways that both my business partner, Steve Clayton, and I got started out online. And it's an industry that is continuing to grow. In fact, we've got an entire piece of software all around this industry called NetBlaze, and you can check that out at netblaze.com. But what we offer at NetBlaze is a service, you know, through software that can help small businesses with a lot of their marketing requirements. Now, it can never replace a human, but it can go a decent stretch of the way. Anyway, going off track a little bit there. Number six is becoming a social media consultant or an online marketing consultant and helping small businesses. I think there's huge opportunity for that right now, especially because, you know, the world has been through this interesting pandemic, and a lot of local businesses are coming back stronger than ever and with, you know, big objectives to up the game in the online space, essentially. Number five is software as a service. Now, software is something that can, that does have a higher barrier to entry for the most part, unless you're a specialist in software development. In saying that, the reward can be absolutely huge. So in our company, we've got a bunch of different software as a service products that we market. Two of the ones that I'm involved with a lot at the moment are NetBlaze, which I mentioned a moment ago. It's software as a service for small business owners. And Cartsy, which is our take on a platform for people that want to sell e-commerce products. Now, this, you could say, is competing with the likes of Shopify, although I would argue that Cartsy is much, much, much more specialized for people that are online entrepreneurs and want to sell via dropshipping on a range of platforms. Shopify have got so big that they really offer a run-of-the-mill sort of generalist solution, and their target market is as much offline businesses as online businesses. In fact, it's probably more, much, much, much more focused on offline businesses who want to have a presence online, whereas what we're doing at Cartsy is focused on the online entrepreneur who wants to build a dropshipping business or just sell their own products through their own store. These are examples of software as a service that we've put a lot of time and energy and development into, but the rewards can be very, very big. I know people who have sold, you know, software companies for hundreds of millions of dollars, and even on a lower scale, I mean, exiting for $50 million, you know, after a few years, it would be pretty appealing to a lot of people. So software as a service, I think, because of the kind of rewards, that because of the upside, it's definitely something that you should consider if you've got an idea. The bottleneck for most people is just having an idea, something a little bit different. It doesn't have to be completely different, but at least a twist on something that currently exists, because you will need that unique position in the marketplace. And then once you've got that differentiation, then you can start thinking about, well, how would you actually go about building something like this? And what would it cost to hire developers and so on and so forth? So software as a service, something really interesting that we're going to continue focusing on in 2022. Number four on the list is information products. So by information products, I'm meaning online courses, I'm meaning workshops, anything digital that you can deliver as a training program, essentially. But it doesn't even have to be a training program. It could just be a digital product of some description, like a plugin or something that's a little bit differentiated to a software as a service. So it doesn't have to be difficult to create an info product. I think a lot of people overcomplicate it, or they've got a misconception that, oh my God, I'm going to have to create all these videos, I'm going to have to write hundreds of pages. It doesn't have to be like that. I've seen plenty of products that have made millions of dollars that are simply a PDF document, and you can make a PDF document using Google Word Editor or whatever it's called, or Microsoft Word. I mean, you can make a PDF document, save it as a PDF, and away you go. Now, in my business, my company has got quite a lot of experience in creating information products. We've done, I think it's over $100 million in sales of different information products. We are the number one sellers on ClickBank, which is a marketplace, clickbank.com, where you can actually publish your own information products. It's not, they don't just do information products, they also do physical products as well. And we've sold a lot of products in different niches in that marketplace over the years and obviously done very, very well from it. And as I mentioned, we are the biggest vendor in ClickBank history, so we know a lot of the people behind the scenes at ClickBank, and they really are great to work with, and they can handle all of the payment processing and essentially sort of like publishing, if you like, of your product. So let's say you've got a hobby or you're enthusiastic about something. Maybe you want to create a guide teaching people how to train for a marathon. So you write that up, you save it as a PDF or in whatever format it is. You publish it on a place like ClickBank, and then you can start selling it. And you can have an army of affiliates selling it for you as well if you want to. So there's something really, really interesting here. And also, you don't have to be an expert in the topic. You can always hire someone else to be that expert for you and essentially sort of pay them to create the content, or even consider partnering with them and they can partner the content and you can bring other things to the table. So creating your own info product or course or digital product, huge upside in doing that. Great way to build a brand, and it's not as complicated as what most people would think. Number three on the list, and we're fast getting to number one, but number three on the list is to sell physical products on Amazon. So this is still good, you know, it still beats digging ditches, as we like to say. It sure as hell beats working for the man, in my opinion, and is something that is very accessible for the average Joe, regardless of where you are in the world. And I think every single one of our top 10 items here are things that you can do regardless of where you are in the world. Selling on Amazon, there are multiple ways to do this, but what I'm specifically talking about here at number three on our list is selling your own brand of products on Amazon. So this is whereby you go out and develop a product line and sell a range of different products under your own brand on Amazon. So an example of this might be a special backpack that's designed for people who do photography. So you might get this created, and typically most people get their items manufactured in China. In fact, I think something like 80 or 90% of the world's products are manufactured in China these days. Not the only game in town, but certainly an easy one to get started with. You can find a manufacturer on the likes of Alibaba is a great place to find manufacturers there, and you can order whatever the minimum order quantity is. Maybe it's 100 products, maybe it's 1,000 products. Get them sent over to the Amazon warehouses and then focus on the marketing at that point. I think my biggest rule or biggest tip for selling on Amazon would be to make sure you understand your numbers. So Amazon will take a fee, and their fees, all said and done, somewhere come in at around about the 30% mark. So you don't want to be underestimating that. Typically, if I'm able to manufacture and send a product for $10, I want to be selling it for $40. So I like to 4x or multiply by 4 whatever my manufacture and shipping costs are. If my manufacture and shipping costs are $20, then I probably want to be selling it for closer to $80. And that'll mean that I get a decent margin. And by multiplying by 4, you're probably going to end up with a margin of 30% or higher, which I think is pretty decent for this kind of a thing, selling on Amazon with your own brand of product. One of the things that I love about this is it can be a stepping stone to going offline, and I'll talk about this in the future episode here. We've got one of our brands is sold in over 10,000 stores offline now. So, you know, offline can be a huge, huge additional income stream, and it's almost completely separate, right? So you can start off selling on Amazon. You could then, build out your own store if you want to, and then you can start selling offline. So, you know, this is a starting point. Amazon has its own ecosystem of buyers. which I think is really exciting as well, because when you put a product up, people will see it. And if you've done a good job on differentiating, then you will be able to stand out in the marketplace and you will get some sales. And with a little bit of savvy marketing, maybe some paid advertising on Amazon, you'll quickly be able to move up through the pages and start gaining a lot of momentum. So Amazon's still a really interesting opportunity, in my opinion, in 2022. Number two on the list is affiliate marketing. So affiliate marketing, lots of different ways you can do it, but essentially what it is selling other people's products and earning a commission of some kind. So you could be selling a digital product, you could be selling a physical product. I'll give you a couple of examples of each from in my own business. So in the digital product space, over the years, we've sold lots of different products, from dog training to woodworking to online business to mindset and everything in between. So digital products, that's one example. Physical products as well. There are lots of physical products you can sell as an affiliate these days. I think one of my biggest wins selling physical products were Halloween costumes. So at one point in time, I had over 1,000 stores, different stores, selling Halloween costumes. And the reason I had 1,000 is because I had specialist stores back, going back, I don't know, 7 or 8 years ago. You could get a lot of extra traffic by having what we called an exact match domain name. So I was able to buy domain names like spidermancostume.com, and that would rank at the top of Google inevitably for any time someone typed in Spider-Man costume. And then I'd have Spider-Man costumes for kids, for adults, for men, for women. And I'd be able to do a lot of sales, and I made a lot of money through that, and ultimately sold my portfolio of Halloween websites. But Christmas as well. There's a lot of holidays and special events throughout the year that lend themselves nicely to selling physical products as an affiliate. So there's different ways that you can make money. You can make a percentage of the sale. That's one of the most common ways. Sell something for $100 and you get a $50 commission, as an example. You can make money as an affiliate just for information. So if you're able to send leads, so visitors, to a vendor's page, and they put in their email address or their zip code or something like this, or their physical mailing address or something, then you can get paid as a result of that action. That's called cost per action or cost per acquisition, where you will get a flat fee based on people giving information. So you don't even have to sell anything at that point. And this is something we do a lot of, over 7 figures in 2021 through CPA marketing, which is, as I say, a form of affiliate marketing. And it's probably my absolute number one favorite form of affiliate marketing right now, because I think you can easily break even on paid traffic and on the front end, and ramp up to big profits when you start taking things like an email list into consideration. In terms of lifestyle freedom, I think affiliate marketing, whatever shape it takes, is one of the best online businesses, just because once it's set up, you really don't have to do anything. You're not providing customer support, you're not dealing with suppliers, you're not dealing with anything. You've just got that traffic coming in. You're getting paid commissions, and that's where your responsibility ends. So still really, really exciting opportunity, affiliate marketing, and it keeps changing, but it's there constantly and it's not going anywhere. So affiliate marketing is an interesting one to consider in 2022. Now, the number one, in my opinion, without doubt, is dropship e-commerce. Now, the reason I think it's number one is because there's a way that you can do it now whereby you don't have to wait for products to be shipped in from China, as an example. So if you're selling in the United States, you can be selling products that are already in the United States. So you don't get stuck around supply chains and logistics and things like that, because you're selling products that are already in the United States. You also don't get hung up on needing to put a lot of money into inventory, because you're only buying a product after it's been sold. You don't get stuck on branding or anything like that, because you are selling other people's products. So I think Amazon, selling on Amazon with your own brand, that was number three on our list. A couple of the downsides to that one is that you will need to put some money down to be able to buy your first round of inventory before you can make any money. It might be $1,000, it might be $3,000, but you'll have to put some money down. With dropship e-commerce and the way that we do it, you can get around that because you're using other people's products. You're only buying the inventory once you've actually sold it, and it can be run from anywhere in the world. I think right now there are some really, really interesting marketplaces that haven't been tapped into very well. So we're still getting amazing results with Google Shopping, Microsoft Shopping, Facebook Marketplace is a good one, and there are some new ways to really leverage that in 2022. But then a whole range of other marketplaces as well below these ones or in parallel with these ones. So think about Walmart. Walmart is absolutely exploding. Pinterest, huge opportunity here. And there are lots of other marketplaces as well. And not just marketplaces, but existing platforms that are looking at getting in on this e-commerce trend, and which, by the way, is a trend that's here to stay. So Facebook, for example, are doing a lot more around social selling. Same with Instagram. YouTube want a slice of the action. So it's a really, really exciting space where I see a lot of upside. And I think it's probably the easiest place for a newbie to get started because you don't have that much risk. It's easy to get your head around it. You do need a store, but that's something that can easily be solved. And I think it's just a really, really solid opportunity. Now, if you've been following us for a while, you'll know that we've had some training around how we do this called the Kibo Code. And you can find out more by going to thekibocode.com. Or by checking out a link or something that we'll provide somewhere around this podcast episode. But definitely by going to thekibocode.com, you can find out more about dropshipping, e-commerce, and our approach to that. Now, I did mention at the very beginning that there was a bonus monetization method, and this is something that we're actually doubling down on. It's pretty interesting, and it's YouTube. So starting a YouTube channel and monetization is actually the easy part. But by creating content, putting it out there regularly, you can very quickly start to build up an audience. And you don't need an audience of tens of thousands of followers to be able to make good money. You can make money just with 1,000 raving fans. And YouTube is a great way to do this. YouTube's got its own ecosystem of viewers, and by getting video content out there in a regular fashion, you will start to cash in on the YouTube algorithm. You need to have something to talk about, but you don't need to be the face. You know, you can hire someone or have a partner that becomes the face of what you're doing there, and start to build out a channel. Now, the way that we are approaching this in our business is we've got a few different channels, but we're sort of looking at them like long-term plays, like marathon plays. We know that it's not going to be a one day to the next thing. And I'm talking about YouTube from an organic standpoint, but paid ads on YouTube are a whole other exciting opportunity. But from organic channel standpoint, we look at it as very much a marathon play where it could take a year, or it could take 18 months, maybe 6 months or 9 months, but it's going to take some time. It's going to take some number of videos to be published before you start reaping the rewards of the YouTube algorithm rewarding you with lots and lots of traffic. And when you've got lots and lots of traffic and lots of people watching your videos, again, monetization is the easy part. I know people that make tens of thousands of dollars per day just on the default Google ads that can appear on YouTube videos. So even if you don't have a product to sell, if you're getting viewers, you can make money. So I think this is pretty exciting. We're doing this in a few quite diverse different niches, and maybe they won't all work, but maybe one of them kicks on and that could be $1 million a year business very, very easily. So you've got a bunch of different ways that you can make money online. I think the most important thing is to focus on just one or two of these to get started. Don't try to do a whole bunch of them. I do think that if you're getting started, e-commerce is a really great way to go. Affiliate marketing is also good. So these are the ones that I would recommend you look at to begin with. And as always, you can find out a lot more about how to get started in building an online business, how to get started with lifestyle freedom by heading over to thegrowthbooth.com. And that's where we'll have this episode will be published, along with show notes, different useful links, and all that good stuff. So thank you for tuning in here today. Real pleasure to have you listening to this. Hopefully you've got a few ideas out of it, and and I wish you all the best in your business endeavors in 2022.